Board does not take any formal action on the matters discussed while we're in executive session. All right. So that brings us to item number 8. Brenda, director's comments.
Thank you. As was discussed in the AEA meeting, the FY21 budget process has started for AIDA as well. We have submitted our first round of budget documents for the FY21 budget development process, and we have our heads-up meeting with all of you scheduled for September 25th. So Tom and I will be doing a presentation to talk about AIDA. As with AEA, we also have the AIDA audit is ongoing. The auditors are in the field now. AIDA's financial statements, a draft set, should be done by the middle of October, with the final statements being issued by the end of October. In your board packets, I just wanted to note that we don't have the loan dashboards as part of the packets for this meeting only. The reports are under construction. We're folding in the new programs that we have with the Alaska Ship program. Those are going to be in the reports going forward, and we wanted to make some adjustments. So it should be in your next packet.
So Brenda, I'm just looking on the page that shows anticipated funding of $73 million. So was 12 months ago, was that the number that you guys anticipated? Seems like it's gone up.
I think it has, yeah. And I'm thinking that one of the things, we've had a couple of big loans come in, the one for $17
million. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, I just make, that's an observation.
It is, it's bigger than what we anticipated.
Yeah.
We've had some pretty large loans come in.
Okay.
Let's see. So also in your packet is the infrastructure development project finance and asset management project matrices, continuing education calendar, the organizational chart, that's the same org chart that we discussed in the AEA meeting, the interior energy project quarterly report is also there, and that has been submitted to the legislature on 7/29. And our next regularly scheduled AIDA board meeting is Wednesday, October 23rd.
All right. I'm going to bring you back to loans.
Okay.
I just, on the delinquencies outstanding, you have $1.5 million loan that's delinquent. Could you care to talk a little bit about that? Or can you? I mean, not necessarily who it is, but what's the status and how delinquent is it?
You know, I am not sure about that. That would be a good question. I can definitely find out and follow up.
You want us to go find it?
If it's not hard, but if...
Yeah, we'll have to just run up
their office. Is that a change from this? Is the first time, or is it there in past?
We've had one in the past, but I believe that one has been taken care of, so this would be... I believe.
It's pretty sizable.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting for Chris, just to maybe you can clarify that, I'm going to go to board comments. Does the board have comments?
Yeah.
Bill?
Julie and Dana and I, a few weeks back, met with the port people at Fort McKenzie. There's going to be a follow-up meeting October 2nd at 10 a.m., and anybody on the board at Curtis Allen's going to be there as well. I'd encourage anybody that wants to show up, and let them give their presentation and updates.
As long as it's less than a quorum, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a quorum of board members, you have to notice it as a public meeting.
Okay.
Full disclosure, I did call the commissioner when I landed back in Anchorage.
Yes.
it's like 3 minutes.
I still hadn't made it to the KGB road yet. Yeah.
While we're waiting, I can also give you an update. Canada Chiefs Conference is scheduled to close October 3rd. Pre-close is October 2nd. We just signed the bond purchase agreement yesterday, so the pricing has been done, so that's moving forward.
Okay. That's for the hospital at Fairbanks?
Yeah.
I just had a question about whether or not, Brenda, do you know if we've sent anybody from AEA or AIDA to the Southeast Conference this week in Sitka? No,
not anyone from AIDA. I don't believe
I was supposed to go and I was supposed to speak. at the conference, but we got a full one.
Yeah, I don't know about
it. I was supposed to speak today on a board meeting.
Okay. I was trying to go, but I had this.
No one invited me.
No one invited me, and I wasn't going. So, you know,
it really comes to mind because half of Ketchikan was on the flight to Sitka, and I was reminded about it, and just also that the board has requested that staff are in attendance at chamber events or things like the Southeast Conference when possible to get the word out about both ADA and AEA, and so I just wanted to mention that.
What we should do, because I would have liked to have attended that one, is maybe next year, let's look at what other things are going on, because there's, you know, a lot of conflicts with this meeting and others and others and others.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, for me, you know, I as soon as we get the board schedule, I put it in my calendar, and that blocks everything out, you
yeah.
know, and you know, so I prioritize that. I can't. Personally, I can't be jumping around 2 weeks or a month before.
No, I agree.
Changing
yeah.
dates.
No, but I mean, as we're looking at the calendar year.
I think in terms of strategy, just, you know, one of the things, when we talked about it as a board, it was in an effort to get more information out to each of our communities about ADA and AEA and the ways in which both of those agencies and the staff are doing a wonderful job benefiting Alaskans. And I think that we could try to get more participation, both like at community events like Chamber or Southeast Conference is a good opportunity.
Is that something Carson could work on? You shouldn't have come back.
What's your name again? Swan Lake? Mr. Swan Lake, you.
Yes, that's something that Carson is, and that is something that Brandy, our new public engagement officer, will be working on, especially with her in our smaller rural communities. So, yes, that is our goal.
What we want is we want everybody in the public telling their legislators how great ADA is, and how great AEA is, and how they're helpful to them, and how we're helpful to the state. That's what you want. And you don't have any problems when you go down there and you want to get your budget, you know, taken care of, and you ask for $10 million, they say, you know, we're giving you 20. You know? That's when you know. That's when you know you're doing the right job.
That's doing a good job.
That's what I'm saying. Especially in this economy.
That's what I'm expecting.
I think we'll send Barney to all the conferences.
Yeah. I think in today's economic environment, it would be, we're taking $20 million, but we're only going to take 10. You're doing a good job.
There's our cut.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Another way of saying it.
Yeah.
Potato or patata. Yeah. I mean, you know.
And Bill is on his way down, so we'll have somebody come down and answer the question.
Okay, good. All right, further board comments.
Well, as always, I'm always thankful for the work that staff does. I really believe that there's more opportunity right now than there's ever been in the history of man. And it takes people like ADA and AEA to help move this state forward. And I think there's lots of opportunity, and I'm very very thankful to see the work that is getting done. There's always room for improvement, though. So don't forget that, Curtis. A lot of room for improvement, especially when it comes to power lines. You know,
that's what you get for coming back up here and sitting.
You didn't have to come back. You wanted just one more little kick.
You know, you're the big guy.
We're wasting time. You think about a contest.
No, I didn't. Well, to echo on your comments, though, Bernie, we need to strike while the iron is hot. We have a unique opportunity in Alaska where we have a governor that's favorable to resource development, as well as a federal government and president that wants resource development as well. And who knows how long both of those are going to be in place, so we need to take advantage of that now and not try to do stuff when they're leaving office or potentially not even going to be there anymore.
Did you happen to notice the governor struck a deal with the university, with the president of the university, struck a deal. Now these characters in Anchorage want the university to renege on the deal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've got to read some of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe how these university people have the nerve. They did a deal with the governor, and now they big outlash to renege on it. Makes no sense. And then they wonder why.
They're in the
yeah.
So, Greg, do you have anything?
No comments, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Well, my comments are, as some other folks said, appreciate the staff. I want to take a shout out to Brenda and Alan and his team on you know some of the financial analysis stuff that you guys are working through for us. Information that takes a lot of capacity away from your day-to-day lives. And I've talked to Tom about when you have to look back instead of look forward, you know there's opportunities missed. And so I recognize that. I think the board recognizes that. Somehow, though, I don't want to miss those opportunities that are in front of us. And I'll leave it to Tom and Brenda and Alan to come up with a plan to make sure that we, you know, if we have to look back on a few items or issues, that we're still looking forward and we're there for the folks that need aid as assistance to get business deals done. And I will also say that for Curtis and his group, you know, it's important. You know.
As I understand it.
Your name, please.
My name is Bill Phelan. I'm a loan officer with Ada.
Welcome, Bill. The question was, there is one loan for $1.5 million that's not performing. Do you know who that is or what that is? Is it one loan? Is it a bunch of loans?
Yes, very much so. It's paid off.
So that's the one I was thinking that's been taken care of.
Yes, that's Skyline. Okay. And it's paid off.
Okay.
Wow, so we didn't lose any money on it?
No, sir. It's a 5-year problem that went away.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you much.
No, that's big.
It's okay. Working with our borrowers, working with our clients, making sure it happens.
So, can we do shared services? You can show it. That guy right there, but to look, how that, how you work.
Can we have you work? No, he did
Carol coming overnight trip for you.
I'm just thinking, he just 5-year problem, he solved it.
Hey, Curtis.
There it is. There's the solution. You got in-house talent.
Send him to those guys.
He had partners, though.
I couldn't
resist. I'm not sure why I just stepped in.
Yeah, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. All right. Any further comments? Is there a motion for adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Any objections? We are adjourned. And thank you to the board members. And again, this is a great, great, great new facility.
And it was nice having everybody here.
Yes.
Nice.
I just leave it right here. I just leave it right there.
Yeah.